Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Yes, it's my time. Hello, family. Oh, it's so good to be home. You know who this is. This is LaTanya, Lady Quarterback Rush. Yes, I'm on this morning. I missed you all so, so much. But stay tuned because that's going to change. That's going to change. Good morning. Good morning. Voices of Hope, family, and friends. This is your host, Philly Man from Minister Kim E. Underwood, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. And you know what? We always have something for everyone. So tune in every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for your gleam of hope. And if you've missed any shows, any past topics, any events, don't worry, you can always go to the website to get the latest episode at www.themorningglory.org. That's right, www.themorningglory.org. I missed y'all so much. I missed you all so much, but I'm always humbled for the opportunity to be able to come before you to just kind of, you know, to kind of run this train. I'm the conductor of the train today. This train is getting ready to pull out the station, but not before we give you today's topic. Today's topic is Woman on Fire. So as we bring on our guests a little later on, we're going to talk about Woman on Fire. What does that mean? What does Woman on Fire mean? Who is your woman on fire? Who is your woman on fire? Now, I'm not talking about blazing fire. Don't go around burning up nobody. We're not talking about that. But when I think of fire, I think of hot. You know, someone that's, when I think of a fire, I think of someone that's, you know, that stands out, that's hot, that brings the heat. You know, everything that fire does is your woman on fire. So as we go through the show and we talk to our guests today, think about your woman on fire. And then at the end of the show, once you've gotten off the show, I need you to contact that woman on fire if she's still living, and then let her know how you feel about her. Let her know how you feel about her. Let her know that you care and that you think she's hot and that you think she brings the heat. Make her day today. So our focus today is Woman on Fire. So, family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with Radio Angel taking us higher. Angel?
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down.
like that song until they played it out. Then I just got tired of this girl being on fire, and I was just like, oh, okay. But the meaning is really good, and Radio Angel, of course, it's perfect for today's topic, Woman on Fire. Today, we have a phenomenal woman on fire that I've actually just had the pleasure to meet, literally. But reading her bio and, you know, just kind of following up on her, she's phenomenal. She is an entrepreneur at heart. She's dealt with working with early childhood teacher and parent mentors for years. You know, she's worked with the family services, and she actually has a story behind all of that, which I am very interested in hearing about. So I can't wait to ask her these questions that I wrote down so that I can get more information about her. But again, like I said, the show is about Woman on Fire. As we go through this show and we talk to Miss Asha Johnson, I want you all to think about your woman on fire. I want you all to think about your woman that's bringing the heat. I want you to think about that woman that's hot, you know, that stands for something, that has a purpose, you know, and, you know, that's really, really doing their thing. So without further ado, why do people say that? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up. Without further ado, I don't know what that means. Miss Asha, are you on the line? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm laughing because when you said, I wonder why people, I say that all the time, but then when I present, I use it all the time. It sounds so neat and fancy.
Right? Sounds like the right thing to say. Without
yes.
further ado, I mean, well, what does it mean? I'm gonna do look that up next time. Just, yeah.
Probably very French or something.
I know, right? How do you feel this morning?
I am well. Thank you so much. I am well. I'm actually getting off of a shift with SEO Family and Services right now.
Wow.
So this is
okay.
It's really interesting, you know, as you go through your schedule and things are awesome, things like this come up and how it just all fits in and flows. So I'm really excited.
Yay! I'm glad you're excited, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to be able to speak with you on this morning. Like you said, I had to do some things with my schedule, but when I was asked to fill in for Minister Kim, because she's traveling, it's always a pleasure, and I'm always humbled and honored. So I always make sure that I do what I need to do to accommodate her and the Morning Glory Voices of Hope. This is like my second family. So we're going to have fun today. We're just going to kind of, you know, have a conversation. We're going to have some girl talk, and we're just going to, you know, just kind of share. So today, you're the woman on fire. You're the woman that's bringing the heat. You're the woman that's hot. So we're going to kind of just, you know, just kind of talk about that a little bit. Reading your bio, I have a question, and it
sure.
says, you know, you talk a lot about you, and we're going to get to your story a little later, but there was one thing that I want to kind of point out so that our family can kind of think about. I always try to leave nuggets for the family to think about and to kind of, you know, take in and then kind of apply. But there is a line in your bio that says, reminding them there are no limits in success. Now, what stood out for me was the no limits in success. So we always hear there are no limits to success. You know, so that word too is telling me that I'm striving for.
Mm-hmm.
But you used in, which means I'm already here. So I thought that was really interesting. And I want you to kind of elaborate a little bit about that whole, you know, mindset of no limits in success.
Well, last year, another entrepreneur said to me, what is your mission statement for 2015?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, huh? What do you mean by that? And they said, well, if you don't have your mission statement leads you for the entire year.
Mm.
And I said, okay, I got how that could make sense. And so I along with a photographer, picked out some pictures, and I started putting the hashtag, you know, with social media, Limitless.
Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
I grew and walked through last year, I identified with frustrations. You know, in life you have your mountain, you have your valley moments, you have your peaks, you have your lows, that your success is limitless. There's success in the default. There's success in when you win. There's success when you're on the sidelines. There's success. It's just a matter of how you choose to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take anything as a loss, but everything as a win. And so with that, then success is limitless, because everything that you're going through, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. That means every step you take is necessary for wherever it is you have to go.
Mm.
So you can't, or what was the other thing that kept ringing in my mind? Don't despise the
small beginnings.
The small beginning,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is, the way that you're taking. Sometimes we get very frustrated when it doesn't look like we wanted it to look, or how we initially planned something. We sometimes
mm-hmm.
have these elaborate ideas or specific things that we expect to happen. But when it doesn't
mm-hmm.
happen that way, we have this moment of defeat. If it doesn't
mm-hmm.
look like the way we scripted it to go, then it's
mm-hmm.
a defeated moment. But it doesn't have to be that way. So you can find victory and victory and victory in every single moment, but that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice
mm-hmm.
to stay encouraged and to see the goodness and to find the silver lining or whatever it is you want to call it, but that it's a limitless execution, and you're always victorious. It's victory into victory into victory. I find that I even love the phrase, you're more than a conqueror. So
mm-hmm.
that means in everything you do, you're conquering.
Mm-hmm.
You're conquering. So that limitless success is really a personal, my personal interpretation of my walk and my journey and my experiences.
Now, that is good. I came up with a call when I was doing my own calls at that time, manage your levels of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And it does control so much, because we are people, you know, human beings, we live and thrive off of accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't feel accomplished, or we don't feel like we've accomplished anything, then that does open the door for disappointments, letdowns, frustrations, and all of those other things. And for me, like you said, going through my journey, I had to say, okay, but were my expectations realistic?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they weren't, then I've just set myself up for the failure, for the disappointment, for the frustrations. And it all starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good reminder for me when you were talking about, like, you know, your expectations. You know, how do you expect and what do you expect on your road to success or being successful? We're going to stop saying on the road to, because
mm-hmm.
that always seems like we're going somewhere instead of just we are already here.
I remember the phrase a woman, an evangelist said to me, don't despise the process.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
then means that the process is necessary. And if it's necessary, then it is success.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be, sometimes we get defeated. And
mm-hmm.
she says, no. Don't this, because then even in, oh gosh, I don't even know why this is happening. But it was even when we look back at Cain and Abel, and I hope I'm not getting too crazy with this.
Go ahead, girl,
but
slow. We good.
When you're talking about how one person gave a gift or an offering, comparing it to another person's gift and an offering, I think sometimes when we look at our process, what makes it difficult for us is that we're always comparing it to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
the issue. You know, it's what socially we're comparing it to, what we think our parents might have projected on us as far as their expectations on us, or what society says you're supposed to do and have and be at a certain age, or a certain time in your life. But if Cain had ever said, well, I'm learning a lesson right now, Mm-hmm. And I figured out this is not the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And not compare himself to his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And just took
mm-hmm.
his lesson for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes we don't get ourselves back in our closet. We don't
mm-hmm.
just isolate ourselves, which is okay, and say I'm fine just the way I am. This is my process. This is my story. This is my journey. It's unique to everything else, anything else, and the lessons that I learn and the message that I have to the people that are going to come in my along this journey with me on my road. When we start identifying with two and connecting our journey with everything else, I think that's the mistake. Because if someone else is 22 and they finished college and they've got their doctorate, but I don't, now I'm not
mm-hmm.
good enough. Now I'm
mm-hmm.
insufficient, and I'm
mm-hmm.
that's where that mistake comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or they had two parents and I didn't. Or
mm-hmm.
they had parents and I didn't.
Right,
or,
right.
Or they could afford to go to school, but I couldn't. Then that's the comparison now, and that's where I think often we become misled. You know, we lose our way because we're looking to the left and to the right. We just got to kind of stay focused
mm-hmm.
where our destiny or that destination is supposed to be.
And it's really interesting you would say that, because I just had a pressing 2 week in my journey, part of the process for me, that it was challenging. I'm not even
mm-hmm,
going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
It was very challenging, but I had to come to the realization, and it's so interesting you would use Cain and Abel, where I had to just stop and be held accountable for my actions without
right.
justifying those actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that as well. And I think that comes from the whole comparison part too, because we don't want to feel or be looked upon as less than.
Inadequate.
And inadequate,
exactly.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
the bad person. But at the end of the day, we did what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did caused this reaction. No justification needed, you know. And I had to go through that. And it was just really interesting because it made me and it caused me to do exactly what you said, that, you know, what if Cain would have done and said, you know what, this is what I did, you know, and what can I do different, or how could I have handled it different without justifying or comparing?
Exactly.
And I couldn't justify my actions. You know, God wouldn't allow me to justify my actions. Every time I got ready to say, yeah, I did this, but God was like, no, you did it. You know, I said this, but no, you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was just like I was forced to say, no, look at yourself. Look at yourself. So when we come back for commercial, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about comparing and feeling, because we have to get over that before we can move forward
mm-hmm.
in order for us to just stand successfully so that we can be the women on fire that we've created to be. So after this commercial, we'll be right back with Ms. Asha Johnson, our today's woman on fire.
Nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now, you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you were constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
Oh, it was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to Coke.com/payitforward.
I love paying it forward. I started implementing that last year, latter part of last year, and it has truly been a blessing for me. So whenever you all get a chance, make sure you pay it forward. It would do wonders for you. With that, it's me, Lady Quarterback, filling in for Minister Kim E. Underwood, that's out doing her thing this year. She'll be kind of working it out this year. I'm so very, very proud of her. And I'm humbled to be chosen to be the co-host and the conductor of the train whenever she's not here. So the topic today is Woman on Fire, and our woman on fire for today is Miss Asha Johnson. She's been dropping some nuggets, y'all, so I hope you all have been taking notes. I have no limits in success, and that success is limitless, good, bad, and ugly. Don't take anything as a loss. Everything is a win. I mean, it's really how you perceive things that makes the difference. You're always victorious. Don't despise the process, and that the process is success. And it's really how you look at it. And she mentioned something about expectations, which is so key, because a lot of times we expect things and people to be what we desire them to be, but at the end of the day, is that really realistic? Are we really being fair? You know, are we really being fair to expect that? And I don't think we should settle, or there should be a point where we should settle for less, but still kind of be realistic about what you expect from things, because once it's all said and done, you're going to live off, or you're going to react or respond based off of what the outcome is. You don't want to set yourself up to be defeated, frustrated, and all of those other words that Miss Asha said earlier. So when we left off talking about actually Cain and Abel, and she brought up a really good point, and I shared something about me going through this process, being responsible and accountable for my actions without justification. Ms. Asha, do you have anything else to say along those lines? Or did something drop in your spirit while we were on commercial, or before I go to the next question?
No, not at all. I mean, I think it is important. It's a humbling when you can take responsibility. The beginning is when you take responsibility for where mm-hmm. you are, you know, mm-hmm. one way or another. One way or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're moving on to our next point. Looking at your bio, tell us a little bit about your job and exactly what you do, because you work with families, correct? You're currently
yeah.
working with families. And it says that you were a early childhood teacher-parent mentor for 8 years.
Yes, I definitely. If you are in the education field and you mm-hmm. don't think you are a mentor to parents, especially with early childhood, one of the things I tell people, and actually I've had to say this, believe it or not, I said it to my daughter's principal. I think she was about maybe fourth grade. She asked me something about my daughter's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because I struggled with some things with special needs and behavior modifications. And she said to me, well, Ms. Johnson, what do you do when, or how do you know if? And mm-hmm. I said, well, if it was that, I said, I know when you know. And I figure it out when you figure it out. The goal that I expect to accomplish when we meet is that we are a team working on this together for the best interest of the student or my child in this instance. However, with her, because it kind of got a little heated, so the little funky response you're going to hear was a little special. I said, when I gave birth to her, there were no instructions.
Right.
The only thing that came out after she came out was the afterbirth. The instructions did not come with her. So I know when you know. I figure it out when you figure it out. I don't understand. So for as an educator to have a classroom of 25, because we have big classrooms now in some areas, 25 mm-hmm. or more children or less even, to assume that the teacher knows everything because they're the professional, or the parent knows everything because that's their kid after all, that's to me so ignorant. So I, especially with early childhood, with parents that these are probably in most cases their first child, or this mm-hmm. is their first this child. They might have five others, but this is the only David they know. So
right,
we're
right.
all getting to know this young person for the first time as he gets or she gets to know himself. So we really, I believe the education system or socially we tend to be so punitive, but we need to be more nurturing and supportive to one another as we are trying to develop young people across the board, regardless of what their needs are. So, yeah, that's just the afterbirth came out with the child, not the instruction manual.
Now I'm going to tell you how you just blew me with that one. I'm still writing. that was really, you really said something. And I don't have any children. I don't have any biological children. I got a whole lot of kids, but I don't have no biological children.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
that makes a whole lot of sense. Even if we kind of correlate it to being successful,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What dropped into my spirit was when giving birth to something, the only thing that comes out after it is the afterbirth, not instructions. So you're experiencing, so as it grows, you're experiencing it for the first time. And that was just, it's like you just, those words just kind of, I mean, and I know we're talking about human beings and children, but, you know, being a woman on fire and being in success, you know, you still got to kind of correlate that with that, because that also goes back to don't despise the process, because
mm-hmm.
the process isn't success.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely correct in saying that, and I know you kind of messed the principle up with that, because they probably was like, what, you know?
Because you
so
know what it's like to
so
have
clean.
These children, and I've been blamed for some students' characters.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blamed for my, you know, for a child's behavior, even my own child. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there comes to a point where, as we said earlier, everyone's responsible for their own actions and interactions.
Mm.
Everyone. So even that child, there's
mm-hmm.
a negative and a positive,
mm-hmm.
if you want to be that specific. Or simply now, the daughter that I referenced to is now a teenager. And now I tell her there's always a response.
Mm-hmm.
It just determines on you. You get the power to decide what that response is going to be. There's
mm-hmm.
always a reaction, an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You get
mm-hmm.
the powerful responsibility to sit down and decide what that outcome might be. You have control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you don't, if nothing else, you have the power in how you choose to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has power over you in either of those.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you chose the outcome, things ricocheted, we get that. But then how you respond to whatever the outcome is,
mm-hmm.
you are
mm-hmm.
still in control to a degree, and you are still have some power in how the thing plays out.
Exactly.
And so for me, the growth was, as a parent, not to tell even – when you're relating to your friends and peers, I don't have to tell you what to do. But
mm-hmm.
maybe we can sit down and talk about some things and how you
mm-hmm.
feel about it and what you really want to do and what
exactly.
you should do versus what you want
exactly
what you
want
to
do.
And say what you want. And there's nothing wrong with saying how you really feel, what you
mm-hmm.
really want to say, you know, because then we get into how we're supposed to be so set apart. We forget
mm-hmm.
we're flesh, so we're not allowed to say what we want to say. I don't even know who told us we're not allowed to say. It's in your mind. He knows your thoughts
yes.
before you
yes.
say it. So
yes.
say it. You know.
Yes.
So why hold yourself to this standard that even God didn't even create.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Oh, I got so many points going on. Oh, my God, this call is awesome.
Say the sloppiness you're feeling. And then say, okay, that was sloppy. and call somebody. I like to call my people. What is it? In Jeopardy or Want to Be a Millionaire or something? You got those people that you get to call. Call somebody and say, I'm feeling sloppy right now.
I'm feeling
this
sloppy.
This just happened. I really want to say A, B, C, and Z. But can you just, you know, and you might laugh about it, it's okay, and then get
mm-hmm.
it right.
mm-hmm.
You know?
That is so true. That's so true. One of the things God told me earlier on was, like you said, I'm responsible for the outcome of everything that I'm in because I'm the common denominator. So I can kind of, like, govern the outcome by the way I react to it or the way I respond to
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that kind of stuck with me during this journey is that I am the common denominator. So I do have, you know, kind of control over the outcome. You know, another thing, like you said, I'm dating a guy,
girl.
And he's just straightforward. He just say what he want to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he just speak, and then I will be like, that wasn't nice, and he will be like, it wasn't meant to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like, why you just can't say what you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to kind of, you know, he was like, if I'm hurt, why do I have to be feeling to someone who hurt me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you said, we beat a whole, well, I don't want to, and then it's like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be like, you know what, I don't say I'm sloppy today, but that's a good one. I always say I'm not user-friendly. Today is not a good day. I'm not user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So until I get it together, you know, until I go see someone or get this together, then, you know, maybe
yes.
I might need to limit my interaction, but
yes.
you know how you feel.
It's
you know what you want to say.
Other Asha. This is not the Asha you are used to.
This is not the one, right. well, mine, I call her Lola. So when
see?
I tell people Lola is in the house today, they be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. See?
Lola
and the people
today.
That love you understand who Lola is. They've had a Lola experience, right? And you know to be around them because they're going to love on Lola in spite of.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they know Lola exists.
And we're going to pray for people that don't know Lola yet. That God spare their life.
I love it. Hey, everybody, I want you all to stay tuned. We'll be right back with so much fun and laughter and good nuggets from Miss Asha Johnson right after this.
Hey, this is Tyrone Brown, director for the Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, and we are so excited to bring to you our amazing upcoming event.
I dare you.
I dare you to change the world.
Yeah, you. Getting that college education.
I dare you to be somebody important.
Like be a teacher.
Or a reality TV star.
I dare you to stand up here.
To call the shots.
To be a role model.
An inspiration.
An innovator.
To be a teacher. Be my teacher.
Think you can change my life?
Make me excited about science like you?
Have a career that really means something?
Then do it.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you.
Oh.
I'm waiting.
Hello.
Hello.
Miss Asha?
Yes.
Girl, I don't know what just happened. That computer jumped from everything. I don't know what's going on. I know, right? I just kind of just got all in there, jumped from everything. But this is what happened on this train. Anything is liable to happen. You just got to roll with it, and we're okay. So we're talking about being responsible for your actions.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Asha.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. There's some technical difficulties going on with Radio Angel, and I don't think she can hear. And there's a problem, but we're going to fix that. But we're going to keep right on moving until we can get some, until we can rectify this situation. Or until she tells us what to do next. The life of a producer. I love it. Glad she got it because I don't know what to do. I wouldn't have been able to handle that. But everyone, we were talking about everyone's responsible for their actions or their reactions. And, you know, you're responsible for what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the example that Ms. Asha gave us with her daughter was a good example. That's a good talk to have, you know, with young people, especially today, because I deal with young people as well today, and they just seem to be totally out of control and misled. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with them today, but I want to talk about your journey. You mentioned in your bio that you were orphaned at 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to share with us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Wow. I don't know where to start.
I know, right? Just start.
Well, you know, And I guess this is where some of the things that I start to talk about in this interview come from, because certainly life just happens. Life
mm-hmm.
just really happens.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the best plans, I learned very quickly that things will just happen, and you have to kind of, I don't know if go with the flow makes sense, but
uh-huh.
you have to kind of remain in a positive place and sink your teeth and delve into some with some positive people, because if you don't, you can easily be tossed about. I remember when my mom passed away, and certainly as we knew that she was going to be no longer, there were
mm-hmm.
a lot of plans, a lot of really great plans, and oftentimes where she and I sat down and we discussed even what I wanted, and I talk about that, you know, with broad shoulders, you know, wow, you know,
mm-hmm.
my mom asked me, what do I want, and that we can come up with a plan, and often you hear that even in professional arenas when things like this are happening, have a plan that everybody knows where they fit and how they can support the family, the children, et cetera. And certainly we had what I thought came up with an excellent plan. However,
mm-hmm.
there are those that don't always want to follow the plan.
Mm.
And,
right.
and things can be very different and difficult immediately and very quickly. And along with the devastation of not having parents and not being able to go, quote, unquote, home, to that place, you know, when things go wrong in high school or in school or at work, or you can go home and there's always that person or that thing or that comfortable place. But when you get to a place in your life at 17 and you can't go home, and it seems like there's no one that brings that virtue, and things aren't the way you've expected them in the plan to play out, it's an interesting place to be. I'm
mm-hmm.
not 17 anymore, but
mm-hmm.
when I tell
mm-hmm.
you, I still have yet, and I, it's a prayer. That's why I say it's a process, because there are still words I do not have to describe the despair, being that distraught, that hurt, that lost. I had a
mm-hmm.
sister that was probably 4 at that time. What it meant to still be her big sister and
mm-hmm.
somewhat parent her as well.
Mm.
It's, I can't when I think about that and know how that feels, and then to work in foster care and now to be very involved in with New York Life, for me, those are the places that give it words, because I can look at a young person and without words, I know what it is.
Mm.
Without words, I know, I have an idea of what your needs are. And maybe I can't solve the problem, because at the end of the day, the problem is you don't have a parent, whether they are alive and they can't parent well for you right now, and the state has decided for everybody you can't be there, or they're no longer alive.
Right.
There are no words. And so many people in so many places believe that there are enough words to satisfy those feelings, or that there's not enough words.
No, there aren't.
There are not enough words.
No.
I just to a place this year that I realized, on my journey, I realized I met women who also lost their parents, and there was, like I said, an innate understanding of how we felt and how we dealt with it and coped with it as we matured and came into adulthood. But I just figured out that I outlived what might seem like a curse. When you are 17 and you don't have parents going into adulthood, and then you have children, what's unspoken is you're afraid you're going to leave your children, like your parents left you. You're afraid if you're like me and you have a parent that quit very early in life, in other words, they committed suicide, there's even with the one parent, there's always that place that you go that suicide is an option because it's been invited and introduced in your life. You didn't choose that, but it's a part of your life. There's a battle unspoken that's there because that's your life. And one day this year, it dawned on me, my daughter is 17. I am older than my mother was when she passed away. It's all right. Not it's going to be all right. One day it's going to feel all right, but it's all right. You know, I've outlived what I thought was this curse that I couldn't outlive. I've almost outrun this idea of what my life could be, and I could, because the fear is you're going to leave your children, and they're going to be in despair like you were, and nobody's going to protect them and keep them safe and help them like you were, and so that can't ever happen. So I was always living as if I had to protect them from what I went through so it could never happen to them like it happened to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, the journey doesn't all, the map isn't planned out. I don't have all the answers. But when I meet with young people in this foster care arena or just in life, because there are children in life that don't have the support of social services that are going through these things. And then when I meet parents or adults, when I work with or deal with the general public when it comes to New York Life, it's a privilege for me to be able to say my story. It now makes my story make sense, whereas
it makes sense.
For most of my life, it didn't make sense.
Yes.
Why me? Why this? Why couldn't it be the comparison like him, like her, like that? Why couldn't I be the scholar that got a doctorate on the MTA? Why couldn't I keep it together with nothing long enough like she did and get a doctorate or a double master's? Why did it? But, you know, so when you tell a story like this and you're talking to people about protecting their families and leaving a small fortune and thinking about children when you may or may not be able to be there, or who takes care of children and families when they're ill and unable to,
I have a strong, convicted place to come from because this is where my life has been.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've done for my children and my family. So it really makes light where there was always some kind of darkness, where there wasn't clarity, that I could really help some families make a strong decision, a certain choice, to be honest and make a decision to protect one another better.
Wow. That's some good stuff, Ms. Asha. I thank you, appreciate you for sharing that part of the story with us. Wow. On that note, we're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be right back with our woman on fire, Ms. Asha Johnson.
Hey, this is Tyrone Brown, director for the Brooklyn United Music and Arts Program, and we are so excited to bring to you our amazing upcoming event, The Battle in the Apple. The Battle in the Apple was designed to bring together New York City's best dance teams, the step teams, drum lines, and marching bands. They compete against the best teams from around the country. JetBlue, Lyft, Monroe College, and the Brooklyn Nets have come to join us for this wonderful event. April 1st and 2nd, over 1,000 young people will participate in New York City's largest competitive weekend. We hope to see you there. For more information, please join our website, www.thebattleintheapple.com, or give us a call, 347-264-4069. Hope to see you there.
Asha,
yes.
That was some good stuff, some good stuff. Hey, you don't know what we're going to do here on this here show. And I love the freedom. I love the spirit that Minister Kim has brought to the show, to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, because that's exactly what it is. We present voices of hope for people. And some of the things that are shared on here is just so touching and life-transforming. I just encourage you all to just really, really take advantage of it, you know, really take advantage of the people that are presenting and the people that are sharing their story, because it reaches those places. I love what you just said. I wrote down, the map is not always explained for you to understand. And sometimes life produces unspoken battles, and those battles you have to face. That makes so much sense to me, you know. And sometimes we just need explanation for the things that we don't have explanation for, or we just need some understanding or some type of guidance and direction. So I really appreciate you sharing your story with us today. I appreciate, you know, the laughter and all of the good nuggets that you've shared with us. We're going to begin to wrap it up. If there's anything that you want to say, if you have to close out, what would you leave us with as a woman on fire? What will be your exit sentence?
Wow.
I know, right? Because we've said a lot. Leave us with some good. Some better.
Wow. What would I say?
What would you say?
Don't just be blessed. Be the blessing.
That's good. That's good, because we're always focused on being blessed.
Yeah.
We say we want to be the blessing, but
mm-hmm.
do we actually be the blessing?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Be the blessing.
That's good. Can you tell our listeners and our family and friends how we can reach you? Just give us contact information if they wanted to reach out to you to, you know, find out more about you. Anything of that nature, can you leave us with that information?
Well, I am definitely on most of your social media handles. So if you look me up on Facebook, you'll find my New York Life page and some really interesting financial tips, as well as some other things that I'm doing, including this radio show that I did today. But if you're looking for assistance in regards, one of the things that I love to do, there's actually two products that with New York Life that we do that I absolutely love, and one is a free child ID, and the other that is really close to my heart because it allows me as a advisor when it comes to financial planning or life planning and strategizing to meet with someone for free and do a financial needs analysis. And we should do that very, very often.
Nice.
A couple of times, if not three or four times in our lifetime, just to make sure that we're on target and we're in the right place that we want to be to keep us on our goals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are interested in that, you can certainly check me out on Facebook. My number, everything there is real. Someone actually calls me and said, it works when they say dial us and make an appointment. Yes, you get me, the live person. But my number is 631-504-0154. And you can also email me, but I'll just leave my number out there, 631-504-0154. And the financial needs analysis is awesome because unlike so many other people that sell products out there, we're trying to develop a lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lifestyle
That's
plan,
good.
Something that you can actually follow, something that you can actually afford, something that you that we agree that you need and that you believe in. So it's not like you go to McDonald's and you get the value meal, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Mm-hmm.
This our financial analysis allows us to really talk about something that's specific to your needs. It's planned and mapped out for you. And back to the child ID kit, I'm a mom. I remember losing my daughter for the first time. Let me correct that. She lost me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we gotta delete that so when we re-record and play.
I know, right?
She lost me. I didn't lose her. She wasn't where she needed to be. The first thing people ask you is, what does your child look like, or what does your child have on? And if you're a real honest parent, like we discussed earlier, you don't remember for a good 5 seconds. You might even have forgotten your name.
Right, right.
Because you're panicked. You're just afraid.
Right.
And so the child ID is a laminated copy of a real recent picture with a description of your child that even in those 5 seconds, if you can't speak, you can at least pull out that picture until you can kind of get yourself together to talk and have a conversation with the authorities and the right people to help you. So we find that it's a good help and support for families and with children, especially in those moments of emergencies when we just don't know what to say and we're afraid for our children. So hopefully somebody out there, reach out, get in touch, and I'd love to definitely see how we could work together. I'm always looking at strategic partnerships like this one on the radio right now. And then just helping real families with real issues.
Wonderful. Ms. Asha, it has been a pleasure, and I'm actually going to reach out to you. I'm in Baltimore, but that don't matter. I'm in New York often.
Mm-mm.
So much people
come on out. Let's
New
have
York.
Some brunch.
I know. Let's talk. let's get together.
Yes.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to be able to share this conversation with you on the train this morning. You blessed me. You truly blessed me, and I thank God for you being obedient and Him using you. You really blessed me this morning. So I want to personally thank you, and then on behalf of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we thank you for being on the show, and I know this will not be the last time.
No, ma'am.
So we'll make sure that the schedules work, and you know, we'll just make that happen. Hey, if you missed today's show, I want you all to make sure that you listen to the replay of the show. The information will be posted on the webpage, and it will be posted on the Facebook page. This is one show that you need to listen to again and probably again and again. Always remember, you can miss, if you've missed any shows, you can go to www.themorningglory.org, click on the link, and it'll also be on the Facebook page. With that being said, we're going to make a stop, and then we're going to continue with the second half of our journey right after this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Lady Quarterback, Lady Quarterback. Ooh, this show was filled with a lot of stuff. What do you think, Lady Quarterback?
This show was the bomb to me. That's all I could say. After these two weeks I just had, this was so much confirmation, and so just let me know that God, sometimes we be like, God, are you there? God, did you leave me? He'd be like, no, I'm still here. So this show really confirmed a lot of things. It was very, very, very needed for me. Very needed.
Girl, I got a lot from the show as well. I definitely got a lot from the show. Definitely. So I'm going to go back and archive the show and, get my notes back out and see what I missed and put on there. I so enjoyed it. So, but I understand, Miss Lady Quarterback, that you have to get off on this next station.
Yes, my station stop is coming up. I'm gathering my bags. I'm picking up my trash, getting my coffee cup, and preparing to get off the stop. So, with that being said, everyone, I enjoyed you all. Thank you for listening and supporting, as always. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all my family. But this won't be the last time. So, until next time, Lady Quarterback is pulling into the station and walking to the door.
All right, then.
Probably not at the
Lady
same time, because that might not work like that, but, in that order.
All right, then. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going into the next part of the show. All right, here we are on Reality Radio, and you always know the computers act crazy sometimes, but the music is now playing. Hey, everybody, listen, if you've got an event that you want us to talk about here on The Morning Glory, please email us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. Listen, we have over 70,000 listeners that listen to us on a daily basis, so we need to be able to get your information out. It doesn't matter where you're at, send us your information and we'll definitely share it. Hey, so you know there's a couple of different things that is going on in the community. I'm super excited because guess who is going to be here in the New York area? That's right, Miss Tasha Cobbs. Tasha Cobbs. Girl, boy, Jesus, that song. Put a praise on it. If you don't know who she is, I'll be posting some songs up just so you'll know exactly who she is. Well, she's coming to the New York area March 12th. Hey, mark your calendars, March 12th. That's next Saturday. That's right, next Saturday. She's going to be at the First Corinthian Baptist Church right there in Harlem, 1912. Adam Clayton Power. Boy, you guys, that's 7th Avenue. Because I don't know, sometimes I just don't get the names right. So what you need to do for tickets, go to fundraising at nmacdst.org. I'm going to say that one more time. Fundraising at nmacdst.org. So Tasha Cobb, excuse me. She's going to be there. Oh, my goodness. I just can't wait. Oh, also, for all of you who know, we have, or don't know, we have something called the Praying Moms that happens every Monday. Well, guess what? This daggone tab goes one way and I go the other way. They have the Prayer Moms online Bible study class, which is going to be taking place Monday, March 28th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And remember, this is online, so it doesn't matter where you're at. You can just jump on. So that's the time that they're going to be having it. You just jump onto our Facebook page and you'll actually see all the information. So again, that's March 28th. That's a Monday. And they're having the Praying Moms online Bible class. Woohoo! Super excited about that. Yay! And it's free. Okay, well, I think that's... Oh, no. I got a couple more things. But, you know, I got all these different devices that I got to look at in order to give you the information. So, as you know, always, every third Saturday of the month, guess what? Kingdom Life Temple, located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx, Bedford Park, is the station on the 4 train to actually come to the church. Every third Saturday, they have the pantry. So if you're in need of food, or if you know somebody who's in need of food, send them on over. We've been serving over 150 families every single month. So, but if you want to donate, we do take monetary gifts as well as food. So that's Kingdom Life Temple, located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. Lehman College, that's your landmark. So I'm super excited to actually bring you this event as well. For all you guys who didn't go to college outside of New York. So you don't really know what a real homecoming is. You've only really seen Drumline on TV or in the movie theater. You've never really saw the step, and you never really saw all those things because, you know, down south, homecoming is a major big thing. But we have the United Brooklyn Marching Band. Guess what? Yes, we played their commercial earlier. So I'm going to talk about it right now. This event is going to be the bomb, okay? It's happening for 2 days. There's so much going on in this event that it's actually happening for 2 days. That would be April 1st as well as April 2nd. Let me tell you something. They're going to be doing stepping. They're going to be doing drum lines. They're going to be having battles, dancing, you name it, they're going to have it. And I want you all to come out and support them. I mean, this is young people. This organization works with young people. And we need to let our young people know that we support them 100%. 100%. So, again, that's going to be held on April 1st and April 2nd. And what you do is you can go to, you know, I got to look at my devices and stuff. You can go to the battle in the apple.com, or you can just call them at 347-264-4069 for tickets. Listen, this is a family fun event. So
go ahead, gather up your family, and have a great, great 2 days. I mean, you want to talk about Drumline, like you loved it when, what's his name, Christopher Columbus. Oh, that's wrong right there. That's wrong right there, but his name is Columbus. His first name is Columbus. I forgot the last name is. Well, you thought it was the bomb when he was in Drumline. Then let me tell you something. It's nothing like having this up close in your face. In your face. You know, I'm still trying to get to Hampton's homecoming. So this is the closest I'm going to get to this year. So everybody, I want y'all to come on out and support them. Our young people need to know that we support them. So everybody, woohoo! For more information in regards to all these announcements that I've made about things that are happening in the hood, you can reach us on Facebook and you'll see everything. Again, if you have something going on in your community, please make sure that you email us at hope@themorningglory.org, hope@themorningglory.org. That way we can get your information out as well. So, you know, this is the time of the show where I usually say, oh, Melissa Kim loves this time of the show. And she, because she loves to sing and she loves to say happy birthday to you guys. Well, you know what? I'm going to put a pin in it. And when she comes back, she's going to sing happy birthday to all of you because she's traveling right now, but she'll be back next week and she'll sing happy birthday to every single one of you. But I do want to give a shout out birthday to my uncle whose birthday is tomorrow. Yay! A shout-out birthday to Bridget because her birthday is next week. Yay! So, next week, you'll get Minister Kim talking and singing to you for your birthday. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Now, you know, this is the time when we go into our leadership corner and we go into the all about you section. So we're going to do a little something different today because we have some really great things in store for our listeners in the next couple of weeks. We'll be talking about them over the next couple of weeks because we're going to be introducing some new things and we're super excited about bringing them to you because when you know better, you do better. And we're up to you so that you can know better, so you can do better. So in this section of Leadership Corner, what I want to actually do is do a shout out, okay? And this shout out, because this is Women's Month, so happy Women's Month to every woman that is under the sound of my voice. Happy Women's Month. So right now in this Leadership Corner section, I just want to do a really shout out to Minister Kim E. Underwood. To Minister Kim E. Underwood, she is a leader of the Morning Glory International Community Development, which is the parent company that is over this radio program. We've been in existence since 2009, and we have over 70,000 listeners. And I want to just put a spotlight on her because she is truly a woman of God, a woman of integrity. You know, when I started this journey with her, I didn't even think I was going to be here this long. I just said, listen, I'm going to show up for 3 months, and then after that, I'm out. But this woman of God has shown me her integrity, has shown me that she's truly a woman of God, an example right here. And everybody who knows her personally knows that she is very touchable. You know, she's touchable. She's a touchable woman. You know, she will not, you call her Kim, you're walking down the street, Kim, she's going to answer you. She's not going to be all like, oh, you didn't call me Minister Kim. You can be in church and you say, hey, Kim. She's not going to get all uptight because you didn't call her the right titles, because she doesn't get caught up in that. What she does get caught up in is loving on you and loving everyone that she comes in contact with. And, you know, that is a wonderful quality to have. And for, you know, she's my woman on fire. She's my woman on fire. So I salute her in this leadership corner because she's my woman on fire. You know, she brings me back to reality. When I go rolling down the street, throwing a baby out the window, you know that saying, throwing a baby out the window with the bath water in the bathtub, she always brings me back and she always keeps me centered. And that center is always on God's word. She doesn't go left. She doesn't go right. She stays right there on his word. So she's my woman of fire. And listen, if you never, ever talked to her, you never, ever met her, you know, connect with her online because she's really, really touchable. She's awesome. So she's my woman on fire. So I salute her at this time. Salute. Like you guys can see me, I'm over here saluting as if you can see me. Oh, the virtual world. Well, anyway, what we're going to do now is we're actually going to go into this section about money and relationships. And guess what? I'm going to be talking about those things. So I'm just going to go ahead into them because we are running out of some time. So listen, we're going to talk about the money section first. I found the scripture that I wanted to talk about, of course. In this world of virtual radio, my scripture is not up, so, but I'm pulling it up right now as we talk. Okay, so in this section, the money section, this is a section where we give you information that will assist you as you go forward. Now, I am coming from Proverbs 13 and 11, the New Translation Version. The New Living Translation Version. I just want you to know that I am still scrolling through my electrical stuff. So awesome. I just love the fact that these tablets, they work for you until something else happens. Well, anyway, this is not the version that I want to do. So give me a second, everyone. That's not it either. Lord, see, touch. Nothing like the real Bible in your hand. Nothing like having it. So the scripture that I want to actually talk about is wealth from getting rich quick schemes quickly disappears, but wealth from hard work grows over time. So what I want to talk about is, you know, a lot of us think that there's this magical way to get money. So we join these multi-level marketing companies. We join all of these real estate gurus and follow all these different people thinking I'm going to make money right off the bat. This is what's going to happen. In multi-level marketing, you go to a meeting and all of a sudden the person's there and they're making $10,000 a month and you say, I want to do that. And you get in there and you haven't even been able to pay your phone bill for what you have received in commission or for the companies, you know, the multi-level marketing companies, or you've went into one of these real estate things and they say, they're going to promise you this and they're going to promise you that, and you coming out broke. Now, there's nothing wrong with those things because I've been in them all. But remember what the scripture says. It says here, wealth from hard work grows over time. So that means that, one, when you get into a multi-level marketing company, focus on one product. Focus on one product, learn that inside out, and go forth with that. And watch how the money will come in. It may be slow, but it will grow. And you'll grow relationships. Remember, relationships get you to the money. That's also a key. So, and in real estate, it's about education. To make sure you educate yourself and work hard in putting the money in. But this also means, let's say you don't even do all of these things. Just put your money, start now, and start putting your money to the side. I remember one year I was searching for 200 pennies a week. That's only $2. I went all over finding pennies on the floor. But, you know, the money added up. And the lady in the bank kind of like laughed at me a little bit because I would bring my 200 pennies and she would just kind of laugh at me. But there was a time when an emergency came up. Guess what? That account had the money because it grew. It grew. So it's okay to start now and it's okay to start small. So if that small is $10 a week, $10 every time you get paid, and as you can increase it, then increase it. For all those who have pension plans and 501Cs, oh, wait a minute, that's not what you got. But all those different things that have to deal with that. Every quarter, just add an extra $5 to it or add an extra $20. After a while, you're not even going to miss it out of your paycheck. You're not even going to miss it out of your household income. Just put it in every quarter, just increase it. So that's what I wanted to talk about in the money section. All right, we didn't finish the money section. If you have any questions about what we just talked about, do send us an inbox on Facebook or email us at hope@themorningglory. All right, guys, now we're going into the relationship section. Oh, now, remember, we've got a lot of stuff coming up in the upcoming future and upcoming weeks. And so you're going to see a lot of different changes and you're going to hear a lot of different voices. So just stay tuned. But for now, today, guess who's going to talk to you about relationships? That's right, Radio Angel herself. So the relationship that I want to talk about is a relationship with yourself. Women, I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to everybody. But we as women, we tend to take on everybody else's stuff. We just do because that's just what we do. We're nurturers. We're leaders. We're this, we're that. We take on everybody's stuff. But you don't take care of yourself. So today I want to talk about a relationship with yourself. Did you forget about yourself? I think you did. Miss Soccer Mom. Yeah. Taking the baby back and forth to school and soccer and all that stuff. Forgot all about yourself, right? Well, I want you to start taking care of you and start to build a relationship with yourself as of today. As of today. So as you put your 200 pennies in a jar, I want you to think about what you're going to do with those 200 pennies that you're actually putting in the jar. So here's three tips I just want to give you. The best way you can start having a relationship with yourself is taking better care of yourself. Everybody knows I'm a Pepsi drinker all day, every day. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. But it doesn't love me. So I need to substitute it with something else. Salsa water. Hey, water. Alkaline water. I love alkaline water. Just substituting it. That's a way of taking care of myself. You know, making sure you guys are getting enough sleep, making sure we get enough sleep, you know, because that's a good way of taking care of ourselves. If we don't have sleep, we can't function in the morning. And for those who have children, you know, you need all your sleep. So start eating better and exercising. Listen, exercising, let's not make this a chore because I don't like to do anything that feels like I'm exercising. Hey, start walking. For all those who do public transportation, get off a stop beforehand on the bus, not so much the train, but yeah, maybe the train as well. Get off a stop before, you know, leave work early or leave your house early to be able to go those extra steps. Just simple things. Those who drive, you know, let's put our car on the other side of the parking lot and walk over. I know the mere thought of it. But just simply adding extra stuff. You know, over the summer, Minister Kim had us all doing jumping jacks before we went to bed. Baby, please, don't even get me started. But nonetheless, that was her way of saying, hey, guys, you need to take care of yourself. And in the midst of it, guess what? Somebody lost some inches. So when you see her come out this summer, you'll see that she's lost some inches. Make time for yourself. That's the second tip. Make time for yourself. Take the time to close the door and leave everybody on the other side of it. You know, whether that time is you just going to be in that, it's going to be a 15 minute, because I don't believe in 5 minutes. I don't believe in 10 minutes. You got to at least get 15 minutes. I really say 30 minutes. But for those who have really busy schedules, leave everybody on the other side of the door. And on that 15 minutes, do whatever you want to do. You feel good. If that's just sitting there, just looking at the ceiling and just deep breathing, then do that. If that's throwing a little bit of jazz, you know, because I'm a Thelonious Monk girl all day, every day. Charlie Mingus, but anyway, whatever it is, just take that 15 minutes and remember you. Remember you. It's amazing what happens to our body when we stop for 15 minutes. When we stop, that means just letting go of everything. Closing the door and leaving everybody else on the other side of the door. And if that means you got to put up a sign, then put up the sign. Come back in 15 minutes. Matter of fact, no, scratch that out. Come back in 30 minutes just so that you can have that moment. Because as married women, married people, I mean, I'm really addressing the women today, but as married women, even women who are single and women that have children who are still in the household, whether the children are 3 or whether the children are 33, but they're still in the household. You got people tugging at you. Caretakers, you got people tugging at you. So it's important that we make sure we take the time out. The other thing, the last thing I want to say is that I want everybody to do something that brings them joy. Brings them joy. What does that mean? If you like the finger paint, then finger paint. That's my thing. I love the finger paint. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I love the finger paint. Whatever it is that makes you happy, that makes you, you know, taking photos, if taking photos makes you happy, then do it. Make an appointment with yourself to do things that are going to make you happy. Make an appointment with yourself to do things that are going to make you happy. Put it on your list of things to do. Thing called a planning, but it looks like a mind map to a certain degree. But it's a planner that I do on a weekly basis. And one of the things I put on there is always rest. I always put that on there, rest, because I have to tell myself that I need to rest, that I have to tell myself I need to stop. I need to tell myself close the door and leave everybody else on the other side. I have to tell myself, what did you do this week to make you happy? And for me, that could have just simply been sitting down watching Netflix, because that always makes me happy. Always makes me happy. But with our busy schedules, I think it's important that you put it on your schedule. That thing, that one activity that makes you feel good, maybe it's going out with your girlfriends, playing racquetball. I love to play battleball. Ooh-wee. But that's just me. But whatever it is, make sure that you make time for stuff that gives you joy. Because remember, smiling is a whole lot easier than being frowned, to have a frown on your face. Not to mention, when you have a frown, you get all these wrinkles and stuff. You know what I mean? So let's start smiling. And that's another thing. That's going to be my tip. Ow! My bonus tip to you guys. Start smiling. Start smiling. Whatever, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Continue to smile. Continue to smile. You walking down the street, smile. You go to work, you smile. You get in your classroom, you smile. Heck, you come home, your kids is acting crazy, just smile. I remember how Pastor Dollar many years ago used to tell us just to laugh. Just start laughing. It'll make you feel better. So I say, hey, add that extra bonus on there too. Laugh and smile. Make sure you laugh and make sure you smile every single day of your life. Because the truth is, the fact that you woke up is enough for you to smile. The fact that you woke up is enough for you to smile. So if you can't smile because you woke up, girl, go back to bed. I'm going to just say it like that. Just go back to bed. All right, so if you have any questions in regards to what I talked about, do send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. I'm super excited about the new things that are coming forth in the next couple of weeks and what we have planned for you for the next season as well. Oops, did I go there? Sorry. I'm so excited. You guys just don't know. We are bringing to you some of the best, because when you know better, you do better. So everybody, we'll be right back. I love this song. I love this song. Whenever you feeling some kind of way, you need to make sure you go get yourself a happy song, a happy fast song, not a slow song, a happy fast song. You know, there was a movie called I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and Keenan Wayne, I believe that's his name, he was the producer, and one thing he said in the movie was, get yourself a theme song. So I'm going to tell you guys, go get yourself a theme song. And this song is not necessarily my theme song, but this is definitely my happy song. So I have a list of songs, and this is definitely on it. I need a little more Jesus. Well, we want to thank you so much for being a part of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope this morning. We don't like to leave our broadcast without leading you into Christ, because you might have heard something today that opened eyes to Christ. You know, because being a Christian is a lot of work, but the reward is awesome. And if you feel like something somewhere has led you that you need to be down with the King, follow me into this prayer, and guess what? You'll be down with the kingdom. So, Father God, I come to you. I come to you because I believe in you. I believe that your son died upon the cross, and I want to be down with you. I want to be a part of the kingdom. I want to leave all my ways, my bad habits to the side, and I want to be able to be a new creature in you. So I'm reaching out, and I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Amen. Now, I might have not said it the way they say it in church, but the bottom line is this. If you come with a repentant heart and you're telling Jesus how much and God how much you want to be down with them, that how much you want to be a part of the kingdom, how much you want to make them your Lord, make them the Lord over your life, and that you're willing to go forward and hold their hands as you go through this journey called life, go with a repentant heart, it's done, and you're in the kingdom. So I welcome you into the kingdom right now. And guess what? I know, you don't feel different. Don't worry. As you go through your journey, you will see you being different. Get yourself in a Bible-based church. You can join us at Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue. Minister Kim E. Underwood and me, Angel Radio, we both go to that church. I joined that church this New Year's. I'm super happy. I've been excited about being there. I've learned a great deal. The leader, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, definitely is bringing the word, and he's bringing meat. He's not bringing milk. He's bringing meat, and it's a good thing. So, again, I just want to thank you all for being a part of the Morning Glory audience, listeners, supporters. Remember, we want to be able to support you, so send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Check us out on Facebook so that we can support whatever you're doing. Everyone, have a phenomenal week and happy Women's Month.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.